Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Finishing up our edition of the Falcons Friday. Mike, Bo, Dylan, Boys Club today. Miss Allie Mack not hanging out with us, but she'll be back on Sunday for the Rise Up Rewind on the Countdown to Kickoff, which Bo and I will kick off at 11 o'clock, leading to all your play-by-play with Wes Durham and Dave Archer at 1 for the Falcons and Commanders game. Don't forget, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, got to hit a couple of different things before we get out of here. First and foremost, let's tie a bow on the Dan Orlovsky stuff. Dan, the viral clip this weekend. I want to play one more cut for you guys. This is him talking about Michael Penix's footwork and what's wrong.
When the quarterback is in the pistol and the gun often, I just think it's really difficult to marry his feet and the timing of throws to routes and route concepts. Because I think quarterbacks that are in the gun more often than not, they live in this catch and throw world, and they're very much so reactive rather than proactive. When you're a quarterback underneath the center, you're trained, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, first hitch goes there, second hitch goes there in the pass concept, and the depth of those routes is attached to the timing of that, right? Like it takes me 1.7 seconds to get to the top of my drop and a 5-step. In the gun, it's hard to gauge that. And so I think, you know, Michael living in the pistol and the gun, just for me, I think, again, it goes back to promoting a little bit of like a lack of urgency, a lack of timing.
That's interesting right there. And like I said, we talked about earlier, you and I, we're not quarterbacks. So hearing it from Dave Archer, he kind of echoed some of the same sentiment. We wondered if you know, the whole thing where Dan Orlovsky is saying it promotes, the pistol promotes bad footwork. It's interesting to hear him kind of talk about the timing and the hitch of the routes being associated with that as well. I thought that was actually some interesting stuff that he hit on last night with Turtle.
The timing of the routes is much more interesting part. And we just talked to Dave Archer, and you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app if you want to hear the interview. He actually talked about what he felt about Orlovsky's comments about the footwork and stuff. It sounds like to me, though, when I hear guys talk that played and that say to me and to me and to me, like he's telling me for him, he liked being under center because it helped him with his footwork. It helped him with his timing. Yeah. Do I think that that's the same for everyone? No, I don't. I think everybody's different based on arm strength and a plethora of other little things. The timing of the routes is something that kind of comes to mind. And I wonder now, and I don't know these things. That's why I talk about them abstractly sometimes, like when it gets really detailed. But what's his first read? You know, surely his first read isn't the longest breaking route, right? You know, that like there's got to be maybe sometimes it is if that's the primary decision that they're trying to go deep, they're trying to stretch the field. But that would be a play probably where you would do some kind of play action, because part of what play action does is sets up these longer routes.
Yeah.
Because they take more time.
Right.
So you're trying to give yourself more time by the offensive line coming off, and stop me at any point when you think I'm wrong, by doing run actions to the linebackers and the front seven guys are right. Watching the offensive line.
You're trying to break apart the layers of the defense by doing play action.
Because
trying to create more space in the defense.
Because it's important to remember, right, that the front seven is not watching the quarterback. They're watching the offensive line.
Yeah, for the most part, yes.
They're watching what they do. And if they come off like they're run blocking, then they start to creep forward, right?
Which is why the bootleg should be a better concept for us, and it's not. Which is very frustrating. Hopefully they can make some changes to that. We'll see on Sunday. Like I said, you and I will kick it off at 11 o'clock. Countdown to kickoff, the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. You want to give any final thoughts on Bama, Georgia before we get to Life of Squid? I am not going to lie to people and sit here and act like I won't be cheering for Alabama. I don't necessarily believe that they're the better team. I think Bama has equal talent. I think Bama across the board has good matchups in this game. But the fact that you're between the hedges and the intensity with which Kirby Smart teams play with, I'm not sure that Bama's going to be able to match that. I haven't seen it when Bama's hit the road. So maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully for my sake, I'm wrong because I'll be cheering for Bama. But what are you thinking as far as setting the stage for tomorrow night?
I'm thinking of a few things the way the game played out last year. And obviously they're different teams. Everybody's so different these days in college football with the portal and NIL and such. But Georgia came out last week, and last year, Alabama jumped right on them. Opening drive goes right down the field. Georgia comes out. They have to punt, and then Alabama scores again. Then Georgia comes out, turns the ball over, and now it's 21-0. Georgia turned the ball over a lot, but they stayed in the game, ended up coming back and taking the lead in that game.
Yep.
Can Georgia do to Alabama what Alabama did to Georgia last year at home, right?
Yeah.
And that said, does Alabama fold if that happens? Can Georgia play clean? Can Alabama beat Georgia if they play a clean game? I don't know. I'm not sure if either team this year, based on what I know this year, can afford to not play a clean game and win it.
Yeah, I completely agree. I know that Bama will try to throw a haymaker there early in the game, and I think Georgia's secondary can be had, but I think they'll have the edge to them at home. Congratulations to Corey from Griffin. Corey from Griffin won those Machine Gun Kelly ticket, so shout out to him.
Baron Burton's W Sauce, as always. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. I'll have an Allen Lager this weekend, hopefully. If all goes well on Saturday, sit
Sounds
there.
Pretty good.
Dude, I don't want to leave the house. I told Amy, I was like, I haven't had a day to not leave the house in probably 20 days. I haven't stayed home.
3 weeks? It's been 3 weeks since you stayed at home all day?
Well, since that Saturday of the Tampa game, so that Sunday, and then went to work all week, traveled. Went to work, drove.
So you've gone to work every day for the last 20 days.
Drove to Dolphin Island. Yeah, I haven't had a day off in 20 days.
There you go.
Because I count travel as work because I'm not off.
Right.
I'm on the schedule.
I agree.
And I have to behave.
Touche.
All right, so I'm going to sit there and watch football and the Ryder Cup all day tomorrow. Now, let me tell you something. Your dude, your boy, your guy, your friend, Sean Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
Bama alumnus. Your brethren. He and his wife have announced they're about to have their 14th child.
Dude.
Their 14th child. And he was telling Kay Adams about this on Thursday. And did you know that he's got so many kids? Duke created his own school.
I believe it.
He created his own school.
I believe
it. He has so many kids. Him in his neighborhood. So he created a co-op for his kids and the families in his neighborhood. They have 10 girls and 3 boys. You want to hear the names?
And does the 14th, he know all of
the
them?
14th is on the way. Well, let me see. Yeah, they have their own.
He's really outdoing Philip Rivers, by the way.
They have their own Instagram account called the Alexander Family.
Wow.
So it's hubby Sean. And then and the mom. And then they have Heaven. They have Trinity. They have Eden. They have Joseph. They have Justice. They have Temple. They have Honor. They have Jedediah. They have Torah. She passed away.
Okay.
Early, and I cannot imagine that.
Yep.
They had Eternity, Hosanna, Hope, and Judea, and some of them are athletes.
Not shocking.
Some of the boys play football and basketball and tennis.
I've got two. You've got one. This makes me sweat so bad just thinking about it. Like,
I can't.
You couldn't even hire one nanny. if you wanted to go that route. You'd have to hire like four nannies.
Bro, I can't imagine the bills.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
imagine
like,
just making lunch. Just making lunch at home. It's like two loaves of bread. Ridiculous.
5 years ago, I didn't make enough to have a kid.
Right, yeah.
Now I do, and I'm like, I need to talk to Mike and see how he affords two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, dude, it's insane. It just makes me sweat even thinking about it.
But congrats, Sean Alexander, by the way.
And just real quick, going to the names thing, my mom has two kids, me and my brother Eric. She calls me Eric all the time.
Oh,
I can only imagine you have 14. You're just running through the entire roster of kids until you get to the right name.
I mean, well, you have to own a school bus.
Bro.
You have to own a school bus.
Amy's parents have three girls. And when I'm around, and we're around them, and there's more than one there, my parents did it too with us, like, even though my sister was my sister. But, like, they still mix it up. Imagine having 10 girls.
No, dude.
Like,
can't do
I
it.
Mean,
can't do
I,
it.
I just.
It's insane.
But I give the guy credit. Like, from everything I've heard, he's an amazing human being.
That ain't going to be a lonely house come Thanksgiving. I will
dude,
just say that for him.
Somebody better be taking care of him when he gets older at a 14.
100%, 100%. That's going to do it for us here on this Falcons Friday edition of the Morning Shift. You got Sandy and State coming up next until Monday. Actually, you know what? Until Sunday at 11 o'clock where you can catch us on Countdown to Kickoff. Make sure you guys.
Enjoy the sports weekend and stay cool, Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.